Someone has decided today is Father's Day. For some, it will be a day of fun and indulgence. For others, it will be bittersweet, with memories of thankfulness and loss, and perhaps regret. For others, the word Father brings bitterness, confusion, and fear, if not worse. The Methodist Church has also decided it is Action for Children Sunday, a chance to remember and support the work that started over 150 years ago when the Reverend Thomas Bowman Stevenson started to look again at the homeless children he observed living under the arches of Waterloo Station in London and realised that he needed to do something. See the video at the end of the service if you want to find out more or to make your own donation. As a community of Christians, we must constantly look again at each other, the life choices we make and the work we are called to do. Life is just as complex now as during the time of Ruth or of Jesus and his disciples. Then as now, there is so much we simply cannot change. Our life stories, personal circumstances and experiences may be very different from each other, but there are also so many things we can do to help each other and make a difference. Opportunities not only to act to include those who are excluded, but to understand what it takes for someone to feel fully accepted and understood for who they are. Black Lives Matter events have reached St Albans, and tomorrow will mark the 72nd anniversary of the arrival of the MV Empire Windrush. As a church and circuit with members from all over the world, perhaps we need to look again at ourselves and how we see each other. But how? Angela from the Gambia, a country in West Africa deeply affected by the slave trade over hundreds of years, suggested a recent blog published on the 29th of May for our reflection. Angela reads it for us now.
A powerful plea by a United Methodist pastor, Reverend Dr. Ron Bell, St. Paul, Minnesota. My city is burning, but not in the way the media is showing. Did you see the fire? Not the one burning down the prison, but the one burning in the hearts of the wounded in my community. The grieving mothers and grandmothers recalling the voice of our dear brother George Floyd as he called for his mother while taking his last breath. The burning of the hearts of we who wept when our government leaders refused to arrest the murderer of this wicked and inhumane deed. Did you see that fire? Did you see the shattered glass? Not those easily replaceable windows scattered in pieces on the ground under our feet. Instead, the shattered glass of expectation for justice, the shattered glass of respect for our humanity that our murderers continue to display, the shattered glass of hope as we watch a brother's body lay lifeless under the knee of his murderer. Did you see that glass shatter? You must have witnessed the looting, not the ones the cameras and social media love to exploit, but instead the looting of our human rights, the looting of our constitutional rights as citizens, the looting of our communities for decades by corporations for greed. Did you see that looting? I think you were so busy looking for a riot that you missed the gatherings of the grieving. I think you were so busy looking for looters that you missed the lament and heartbreak of a community. I think you were so busy looking for trouble that you missed the tragedy of systemic racialized trauma on the bodies of black and brown people. Tonight, tomorrow, and even the next day, I beg of you, look again. I do not have a scripture for you. Instead, I have a request. Look again. See the trauma and pain of my community. See the anger and anxiety. See the tiredness. Look again. Once you have really looked upon our sorrow, once you have put away your hashtag, retweets, and emojis, once you have sat with the weight of our sorrow, what you will discover is, my city has become your city. My pain has become your pain. That young person protesting has become your young person grieving. That kid looting has become your kid weeping. Do not look away, for then and only then will you be truly with us. Look again.